good marketing requires an understanding of your target customers and their tastes. But tastes, of course, can shift. As commentator Lenore Skenazy reminds us, in a tale of the highs and lows of one business.
Staring at a pinup of Betty Grable during World War II, Fred Mellinger got a great idea. Why not open a shop filled with the kind of lacy, racy things every man would like to see his girlfriend wear, at least at the beginning of the evening? He rushed back home and opened Frederick's of Fifth Avenue. Nearly broke, a year later, he moved to Hollywood, and the rest is history. Almost ancient history. Frederick's of Hollywood filed for Chapter 11 earlier this month, even as its arch-rival, the lingerie leviathan Victoria's Secret, reported $2 billion in sales. Why is Fred's teetering on its stiletto heels while Victoria and her supermodels sashay into the stratosphere? I think it has to do with peekaboo 90s. Well, those and feather boas, French maid costumes, and panties that play When the Saints Go Marching In. Naughty notions were Frederick's stock and trade because that's what sex was when Fred opened shop. Naughty! Something you didn't talk about, read about, hear about, and see all the time on TV, in the movies, and of course, on the nightly news. So, Frederick's made the kind of outfits women could only wear when the lights were dim and the doors were locked. But Victoria's Secret came of age a generation later, post-pill, post-Playboy. By then, sex had come out of the bedroom into the boardroom, classroom, mudroom, you name it. The heroines in romance novels went all the way. Women's magazines had become modern-day Kama Sutras, and supermodels could wear their undies down the catwalk, and instead of destroying their careers, they'd emerge only more hot. So who needs to wear some male fantasy from the 40s, back when only Miss Grable dared pose in a garter? Today, sex, like Victoria's Secret, is everywhere. And Frederick's, like the peekaboo nighty, gets packed off to the attic of pop culture. As quaint a reminder of the olden days as great-grandma's whalebone corset. And probably just as uncomfortable.
Lenore Skenazy is a columnist for the New York Daily News.